So when we do the whether you're doing work running company or family working the family or running a company doing business for yourself or doing work for others. So when the attitude is when the attitude of the whole life while you work the attitude of working whether it's working family or running business company or whatever, or working for others of course when the attitude is in a selfish mind. When the attitude is selfish mind, the attitude of the work, if it's selfish mind, of course, there's the problem. You encounter so many problems. You find so many problems in the life. because your ego makes problems. You see, because the motivation is self-cherishing, more cherishing I, more cherishing I, that my happiness is the most important than anybody, than anyone in the world, than among the numberless, numberless holy beings. enlightened beings, numberless saints, holy beings, numberless, you see, the ordinary beings. So among the numberless beings, that I am the most important, and my happiness is the most important. So my need is the most important than anyone else. So. So the stronger selfish mind there is, then you have more desire. Then you see desire to the desire to one's own happiness is much more stronger. So so the dissatisfaction is much more stronger. something very small thing didn't happen in exactly what attachment wanted, or what selfish mind wanted, didn't happen. Such as some small things, even we're putting some color or something. Even a small thing, that didn't happen exactly how one's own self-cherishing to want. One didn't have exactly what one's own attachment to want. Even just small things. So become huge. You exaggerate. Selfish mind or the desire exaggerate. It became a huge problem. And so the anger rises up easier and stronger. So it's all connected. You see, so root is the self-cherishing thought, selfish mind. So of course, so there in the life there will be so many things, so many things that doesn't happen exactly how the selfish mind or the desire wanted to see, and the desire. You see, always, according to desire, always want more and better. You see, there's no end for that. There's always one more better. So, so the problem, because there's always dissatisfaction. You see, there's no end. So, see, the problem, the unhappiness, dissatisfied mind has no end. You see, in this way, life in this way, life living with the selfish mind. This way, this suffering has no end. You see, you find so many problems in the life. You see, mind, just the mind makes up. Basically, until you labeled problem, until your mind labeled problem, until your mind, when your mind didn't label problem, you don't see that there's, I say, there's no appearance to you, there's no appearance of problem, you see, that is a problem to you. And you don't see any problem, you don't see that this is a problem. the moment your mind interpreted you see that somebody change of mind or somebody change of the conduct, way of behaving, way of speaking change, way of thinking of you change, it just change something different. The way the person walking in front of you, way of looking at you, change, you see. I was looking up, you know, nose up, keeping the nose up in the sky, you know. They keep the nose in the way. So, anyway, some change in the person's behavior towards you. So, anyway, until one label problem, you see, you don't see problem in your life. You don't see problem in your life. After your mind labeled problem, I say labeled problem, believed in that. Your mind labeled problem and believe in that. you see, belief follows with your label. Then there's appearance that it's a problem. Then you see that this is a problem. So that's the evolution. So here you can say, this is one explanation how the problem is coming from your mind. This is not the only explanation, but this is one explanation. in our life, day to day, hour, minute to minute, you know, the problem how it's come from your concept, your mind. You see, so that's one explanation. So how happiness come from your mind? How problem come from your mind? Happiness. That day, that hour, that minute, that moment, happiness, you know, suffering, come from that hour, that day, that hour, that minute, your mind. way of thinking, what label you put it? Which way you interpret, which label you put it? So, that is not all. Of course, it is a Buddhist philosophy, but this is our life experience. It's not just only Buddhist philosophy, but it's our life experience. This is how it is. You know, this is how we live our life. You know, we create our problems and happiness. You know, so if we're able to keep our mind positive, then we have, in the 24 hours, we have more happiness in our life. And if we keep our mind more negative way, we let our mind to be habituated, interpreting negative most of our life, then most of our life, even 24 hours in the most, then unhappiness. So after once mind labeled problem with along with the belief, then you appear problem, see problem, then then you see, so then you see that unpleasant feeling. what is form, sound, smell, taste, tangible object. six sense object or five sense object. So it depends on how you interpret. You see, if it's bad, you see, then you see, then mind live bad, then it appears bad, you see bad. So it, your senses contact, you see object bad. You know, what's the form, sound, smell, taste, whichever it is. Then you have an unpleasant feeling. You see, then it disturbs the mind. It's like that. So there's no happiness. So, so it's a. And so it becomes circle.